Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome everybody to Dish Nation. Woo! Now it is Tuesday and we are back to re-up and give you all the celebrity news that you could chew on. We got Heidi and Frank over there representing on the West Coast. What's up?
Taco Tuesday.
Hey y'all.
So I do this. I love tacos.
Save one for me. Brad is out today, but we got our big homie Moni Love hanging out with us, having some fun.
Moni Love.
Love is the best.
Now, later on, we have Omarosa stopping by the Dish Nation Studios to talk about her book. And, of course, we got to find out if she and Gary are really friends.
Yeah.
Got to get down to the bottom of this. No. But first, I know everybody saw the MTV VMAs, right? Now, for those who missed it, we got you. Cardi B, new mom, made her first post-baby appearance on stage, and she opened up the show. And she did a great job. The Empress, as she called herself, which is probably a dig at Nicki Minaj.
Shade!
Definitely had the streets talking, and she hit us with a little surprise. For a second, we thought we was going to see baby culture.
I sure did.
Take a look.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Crowd was rough. Like, I mean, that's got to be a hard gig doing that anyway, and you're coming out and you're just hoping to entertain, and they're just kind of staring at you like, what else you got?
Well, that...
Hella, baby daddy was staring at like, wait a damn minute, you didn't tell me you was bringing culture.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah, because he wasn't let in on the joke or the gag, so...
But also, the writing was rubbish. That's not the only bad joke moment.
Just get out and present the award.
Present the award.
I mean, what is this, Dish Nation?
Well, it seemed like Offset had no idea about the stunt, and Cardi later tweeted this. Why said I was so mad when I saw you on stage with that blanket? I thought you was going to show culture, crying with laughter emojis.
Oh!
He's still waiting on that check. You know when they give you that check to show your baby?
Uh-huh.
So he waiting for that check, honey, but they not going to pay them, honey, so they might as well go ahead and reveal.
Why?
Baby.
They will.
They don't play black. They don't do
on...
black babies, honey. They don't pay y'all no checks, baby.
So then we need to start, like, a GoFundMe so we can, like, you know, like, buy a picture of the baby?
When babies are born, they're really cute. Then they go through like this weird ugly phase and their hair starts falling out and stuff and they get cute again.
They look like little old men.
Yeah, babies are like houses. You gotta let the foundation settle.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what it's gonna be like.
J-Lo received the Video Vanguard Award at the VMAs.
My God.
And did an over 10-minute performance of all of her hits. Now, her fans went wild, but her number one fan, A-Rod, was front row and center for her performances, y'all. Take a look.
You want somebody you love and you're with to look at you.
I mean, you know it looks good when you're A-Rod and you can get a Simpsons lip. I mean, he had a Mr. Smithers lip going on there.
Mr. Smithers lip! Shut up!
Let me tell y'all, y'all ain't never been in a relationship with the J-Lo, okay? She has many hats. She's the actress, she's the dancer, she's the singer. Right, mommy. He gonna use this for later on when she's acting like the mom.
See, he probably sees her in mode a lot.
Thank
in actress mode a lot. Mm-hmm. He don't get to see this up close and personal.
Yeah, he gonna pull it out and say, see this ass?
I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
I need somebody in the internet to, like, you know, cut him, like, you know, holding his phone, making that face, but with just different scenes throughout time where it's inappropriate to react to that.
You know something? Absolutely right.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Titanic sinking.
Man, you know what really
really enjoyed themselves at the Aretha Franklin funeral.
Ooh. Well, Madonna didn't give the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, any R-E-S-P-E-C-T at the VMAs. She delivered the last award of the night, which was supposed to be a tribute to Aretha Franklin. And it was more kind of a Madonna talking about herself. Take a look.
Aretha Louise Franklin changed the course of my life. A French disco sensation was looking for backup singers and dancers for his world tour. I thought, why not? The worst that can happen is I can go back to getting robbed, held at gunpoint, and being mistaken for a prostitute in my third floor walk-up that was also a crack house. Some skinny-ass white girl is gonna come up here and belt out a song by one of the greatest soul singers that ever lived. I said, bitch, I'm Madonna.
It was not really a tribute.
I don't even understand picking her, number one.
Thank you, Heidi. But when she cursed, it's like, you don't curse while you're doing
a tribute. I'm Madonna, bitch, during an Aretha Franklin tribute.
That was a lot. Like, I feel like the cursing was just out of order.
Unless it's Rick James.
It's almost like you in church at that moment. You talk to
the dead. Is it just me, or is Madonna morphing into Post Malone? A little later in the show, I'm going to tell you about a celebrity who likes to keep Chanel really close to her breast. I'll explain. Bye for now, Lana.
See ya.
Bye, guys. He loves me, he loves me not. Well, guys, some fans were looking forward to Tyga and Blac Chyna getting back together.
Oh, no.
Yeah, according to reports, the pair were spotted in NYC dining at Catch. And then later on that night, they were clubbing at the club Marquee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what do y'all think about that?
Tyga would never touch Chyna again, and Chyna wouldn't touch Tyga again, honey, because they both went with those Kardashians, and that's tainted. So, no, that
ain't you
happening.
Might be onto something, because after the rumors got out about the two rekindling their love, sources close to Tyga's camp say it took no time for him to shut it down.
Oh,
revealing
okay.
that the rapper and reality star weren't anywhere near each other the entire time they were in NYC, and claims that Tyga wants to keep things just as they are, platonic and on ice.
So maybe they were having dinner and discussing co-parenting.
This is just your normal, if it's true, this is just your normal run of about baby mama, baby daddy slipping back into bed together every now and then and still want to basically be single.
That ain't happening, honey. Tyga feel that Blac Chyna is tainted now because she was with one of them damn Kardashians.
He was with one of them too,
Sam. That's why she ain't for to be with him. That's what I'm telling y'all. That's not happening. He's a black man. Black men don't go back, honey, when your woman and left you and went with somebody of the other race.
Well, moving on, former NBA player Matt Barnes is playing for keeps, and this time it's not with basketball.
Oh, Lord, what
this
now?
This dude's kicking field goals now.
What?
Well, according to reports, he knocked up his girlfriend, model Anasa Sims, also known as Beverly Johnson's daughter. But here's the thing. Anasa is still married to her football player boyfriend, dude.
Well, hold on a minute.
Yeah, so insiders close to the pair reveal that they're both happy and their families and friends are super supportive of their relationship.
Uh-huh.
Now, Anasa's due in December and has three kids from a previous relationship with ex-football player David Patterson, and Barnes has twins from a previous relationship with reality star Gloria Govan.
And she's due in December, so she's been pregnant a little minute.
Yes. Christmas baby.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, calculate
all while you're married.
The court of public opinion is still out on this whole situation because some people feel like, yo, you should get completely divorced first before you decide to have a whole child with another person.
You think?
I think it's okay to date, but the getting pregnant part and, like, moving on, that's a lot now while you're still married.
I don't care. Kid on the way, whatever. She's got Fisher. But it's not over. It's not over for Matt. I don't think it's over for Matt.
It's a true story. Now, there is a picture online of their registry, and it's Matt and it's the girl, Anas, together for their baby registry. They are a full-blown couple now.
And she popped up a few times in his Instagram stories.
Have they been seen out together?
Being seen on Instagram is the new seen out together.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you know, like no NBA player going to be hanging out with a pregnant chick just to hang out.
True. Yeah. And Instagram stories are live, Moni. That means that the day that you saw it is the day it happened.
Mm-hmm. She already shot the three. Trying to go for a free
throw. And she has the right to have love.
Make it even for babies.
I'm so hurt that I missed my BFF, Miss Omarosa, when she was recently here. But, honey, you won't want to miss out on the tea she's spilling about the time at the White House. Be right back and promotional consideration by...
Attention women, the Assure birth control implant is being removed from the market. If you had Assure implanted and experienced any complications, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 1-800-LAW-HELP now.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. Is one of the most controversial people in America right now. She has a brand new book out right now called Unhinged. Make some noise one time for Omarosa! All right, so can you tell the truth for Sellers for? Are you and Gary really friends? Because he tries to call you sometimes when we're doing Dish, and like it goes to voicemail a lot.
No. I rides with Gary.
Say word.
Yeah, for like 15 years as my friend. That's he's a real friend, too.
Now, Omarosa, there's probably a lot of black people, a majority, who feel like you sold black people out for a seat at the table.
I took my lumps. I listened to the insult. I heard people talk about me. But the truth of the matter is, they were making decisions about us without us. And I was the only one. And I'm a soldier. So I was strong enough to go in there and take the insults from the black people and take the beat down from the white people because I was built for this.
All right, so how do you feel about Trump calling you a dog?
Well, I've just said if he called me that publicly, think about the names he's called me privately. There is no excuse for the leader of the free world to behave that way. He absolutely disgraces the office of the presidency. And that comment confirmed everything that we suspected, that he has absolutely no respect for black women.
A lot of people have noticed the creepy relationship between the president and Ivanka. Like, it's odd.
It's beyond odd. I read about it in Unhinged, all the weird things that they do with each other when they don't think people are watching, and how he touches her and the way he kisses her and the way he covets her. It's just not a normal father-daughter relationship.
What's wrong, Brad?
that just grosses me out. That's just gross. He already gross to look at and to think that it'll hit.
You ever seen it? Like, seen him with his hair off?
No, it's his hair. It's a mess, but it's his hair.
Like, since you came out with all this, have you noticed anything weird in your surroundings? Like, doors unlocked that you knew you locked? Or, like, you know, just things not seeming right? Because, you know, a lot of times these politicians have been known to play dirty and unfair.
Yeah, I have been very, very aware of my surroundings. And I've been concerned more for my family. I feel like I'm a soldier, but I believe that's where my vulnerability is trying to keep my family safe.
All right, so let's talk about Wendy Williams for a little bit. Is the beef between you two squashed or not?
Oh, I think so. But, you know, I don't know. You never know which Wendy you're going to catch. So I feel like we have squashed our beef. I don't want to make big announcements, but I'm going back on Wendy when she comes back from her season in September, and I'm so excited to go back on. This will be my third time.
Oh, man, I mean, so many places that the book goes. What do you think one of the biggest takeaways for someone who reads this is going to be?
I think that for anyone who grew up like I did in extreme poverty, this could be a way to inspire them, for them to see my story, to end up in the White House as the highest-ranked African-American woman in the United States government. I think it's an important story to tell.
At the end of the day, are you okay? Do you have an easy time going to sleep at night?
That's a good question. Am I okay? I always believe in what the Word said. The Word of God tells us, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I feel so much better about my life and who I am by telling my truth and not letting other people tell who I am and what I'm about. So, yes, I am okay.
Omarosa, you stay strong. You stay unhinged. If you do drop the N-word tapes, can me or DJ Drama host it and put a beat to it? Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise one time for Omarosa. The book is up. Unhinged. Be sure you pick it up. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yo, yo!
Yes, honey, now it's time for the MTV VMAs edition of
What the Fashion?
And honey, we know there was a lot, Portia, of clashiness going on last night. Now let's take a look at some of the fashion that got my attention. First runner-up, Miss Tiana Taylor!
Strong Tiana,
yes!
Okay, Petunia.
Oh.
She looks like a real life G.I. Jane.
Yes.
Nobody is built like her.
Her abs were amazing, y'all. But I mean, she looks like a stripper version of G.I. Jane.
I'm not mad at that at all.
I like her makeup. It's so soft.
Like prison soft.
You're such a stupid fool.
Now, I don't know what to say about this next person, baby, but Miss Amber Rose, honey, I mean, she did it. Halloween come early?
Ooh, she
looked like Catwoman in red, honey. It just was not a look. That's not a look for the
You don't think that, I mean, like, come on, Gary. I mean, I know you into what you into, but this is not sexy to you?
Hell no. That's not sexy. That's like a get-up.
I thought she was previewing what she was going to wear on the slut walk.
Well, at least she's leaving something to the imagination.
What's she leaving to the imagination? I'm looking at both of her lips.
Anywho, child, moving on, honey. Let's go, child. This is Amber Rose. I mean, Amber Rose, honey.
Come on!
Child, next, honey, the one that just reminded me of Virgin Mary, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic, honey, all mixed together. But at least, honey, she was covered up. Miss Dej Love,
yes,
honey.
Dej
Love. She's such a beautiful girl, honey. Just look at
her. She's really pretty.
She looked like a voodoo doll.
Before I turned around.
Yo!
She looked like a voodoo doll.
Before I turned around, I thought it was tissue.
Okay. Tissue!
No, I did, because I was looking at the screen right here, and I was like, wait, what the hell?
Yeah. Like a tissue with a booger in it?
Yeah. Oh, no, you did not. Ooh, y'all are dirty. Ooh, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yes, that's right, and this deal today is going to keep you wrinkle-free. Voila!
Ooh.
The Pure Steam Travel Steamer will help you remove stubborn wrinkles from your clothing, drapery, furniture, upholstery, bedding, and table linens. It's safe to use on all types of fabrics, and its compact design makes it easy for travel and storage as well.
Mm. I've used one of these before. They really do come in handy. Get the job done.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, Gary.
You're not supposed to do it while it's
you know
on you.
You're wearing
you're
it.
You're going to burn yourself.
Look at your
glasses. Oh, my God.
The glasses are fogging up.
It's amazing.
Yes, Gary, it is. The Pure Steam Travel Steamer includes auto shutoff safety protection if the unit should get too hot or low on water. It has a high-capacity, easy-fill water tank that lasts for 10 minutes of steaming and heats up quickly to emit wrinkle-busting steam in just 2 minutes.
Tell them the best part, Portia. How much does it cost?
You're not going to believe this one, guys. Usually, the Pure Steam Travel Steamer goes for $60. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20.
Oh,
that's a steal. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, we're going to tell you what Coco loves about Chanel. And we're not talking about Porsche's girls, okay? Heidi and Frank will tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, since having baby Chanel, Coco, that's Ice-T's wife, she's been very outspoken about breastfeeding and says that she has no plans to extend her family anytime soon, but she also doesn't plan on giving up breastfeeding anytime soon either. And baby Chanel, almost 3 years old.
Okay, we can take a look. Oh, is this the picture I'm taking a look at? This looks like a big baby to me. I wouldn't guess that baby's 3 years old. It's very baby-like.
It's baby-like because it's in her breast. Now, here's what Coco said. She says, quote, Chanel gets jealous around other kids. It's weird because Chanel still breastfeeds. She still nurses. Every time I hold a baby and the baby is close to my boob, she goes, my boob.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about breastfeeding kids that can actually speak.
Yeah.
My boob. I think that's when you're like, okay, if you speak. Usually when a woman, when their baby gets teeth, they're like, okay, this is a little bit rough on mommy, so we're going to move over to bottle or formula or whatever we got to do.
Sippy cup.
Yeah, some sippy cup. Let's use a spoon and fork. How about that? Let's move along here. But, I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, as far as the whole breastfeeding, I have no problem with that. There's nothing more beautiful than the suck wave coming off an areola.
Oh, wow. There's the quote of the day.
I mean, really. Were you breastfed?
No. No.
You're making up for it.
I put my head on one, and I hold on to the other one, and I make sure they don't get away.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.